This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord our God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your holy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It sure is good to see you all again. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for I can do nothing separate from him. And oh yes, I give thanks to God the Father this morning for the few of you that have tuned in this morning, for the Bible clearly says that many are called, but a few are chosen, and many shall seek to enter into this true resting place, but only a few will be able to find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be hid in this true foundation, to be hid in this secret place. What an awesome God we serve for 7 long days and 7 long nights. Kept us, stood between us and the violent men, stood between us in the way of plagues. He kept us in his strong right hand, allowed nothing to pluck us out. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. As usual, if you have your Bibles at home, you can, and you desire to follow along today, once again, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and baptize you in that glorious gospel of the kingdom, his way, his truth, that grants you his eternal life. Revelations 18 chapter verses 1 through 8 is where the Holy Spirit will take on this challenge of opening your minds, allowing you to enter into this straight gate and travel down this narrow road. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Revelation's 18th chapter, verse 1, it tells us, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and it's become the habitation of devils, and the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God had remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, in the cup which she had filled to her double. For how much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she said in her heart, I sit a queen, and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. There shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Praise be to her holy name. It's from that verse, chapter 4, that the Holy Spirit will make an attempt to draw you God's way, which God's way truly is the cross. The Holy Spirit asks those that are his in all of these places where one may, in ignorance or in wickedness, is preaching another gospel. In all of these places, God says he have his people that are there. Meaning, there are folks that have been deceived. The Holy Spirit said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whichever man sow, that shall he also reap. Why do the Holy Spirit say, be not deceived? Because it is possible for one to be deceived. But the Spirit of the Lord said, come out from amongst her. Be ye separate, said the Lord. The Bible tells us that Lot went out and he spoke with his son-in-laws, which married his daughters. And he said unto them, get up, you out of this place, referring to Solomon and Gomorrah, for the Lord will destroy this city, but seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. In other words, his son-in-laws thought Lot was joking when he told them that truth. We find in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 20th verse, Isaiah is saying, go ye forth, O Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans with a voice of singing, declare it, tell this, utter it even unto the end of the earth, say ye, the Lord had redeemed his servant Jacob. The Holy Spirit said through Jeremiah, flee from Babylon. Escape with your lives. Do not be destroyed in her punishment, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will pay her for what she deserves. Jeremiah 51:6. Again, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Jeremiah, and he said, because the spoil has come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompense shall surely requite it. In other words, shall surely repay them. Jeremiah 51, 56. Zechariah tells us in second chapter, verse 7, deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. Zechariah is saying, get up, O Zion. O Zion is another term of the bride of Christ in the Old Testament. Escape her. The Spirit of the Lord says, come out from amongst her. Escape her. But what are we to come out to? And where is our escape? I'm glad you asked, said the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible tells us that Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16, chapter, verse 24 and 25. Jesus also says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. The problem being, we can't do the will of the Father. Only God, in his divine nature, Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit, can perform that work. When we die in Christ, Jesus goes on to say, men will say to me in that day, referring to the rapture of the church when they're left behind, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? Make a note that they will say, have we not? When it's Jesus in his holy nature of the Holy Spirit wanting to do the work. And Jesus said, and they go on to say, and in thy name done many wonderful works. It's in his name wonderful works could have been done if they had followed him. And Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. He never knew them because they never became one with him on the cross by the faith in the cross. So he will have to say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, and Jesus, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. You see, we're to lose our lives for his sake and the gospel. This is the gospel. There's no other gospel. There's no get-rich gospel. There's no money-coming gospel. It's only a lose-your-life gospel. God is asking us to give up the one thing we do not want to let go of, and that is self. The Bible tells us that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come, the rapture of the church. Matthew 24 and verse 14 says, and now if you reject this one true gospel and you look up and see that glorious event in the heaven, which it will be a glorious event when Jesus show up, not coming to the earth, but just in heaven, to get the bride of Christ out of here. And the Bible said, all eyes will see him.